Okay, add to that previous prayer there, that my theory, so to speak, continuation, that the only thing that separates us or makes us seem to be separate from Vrindavan is our lack of Krishna consciousness. So when you are just fully conscious about how, you know, about Krishna all the time, and that Krishna is everywhere and so on, then you are in Vrindavan. If Vrindavan is your rasa and home, and that's why, and this is what I think is important to understand, that all the teachings in these scriptures and books and all these metaphors and stories and allegories and all that, philosophical little examples, and even the entire cosmology there, the Srimad Bhagavatam and so on, and all the rituals that we perform, and the mantras and the yantras and the tantras and so on, are simply there, all of it, all of them, to help us to get to that point of just fully seeing Krishna everywhere. For instance, the cosmology of the Bhagavatam, if you sum it up, it's all about just that. How the entire cosmic manifestation is an expansion of Krishna. That's all they're meant for. Not even to give us some big absolute truth kind of intellectual framework of knowledge that we can then sit and feel that now I know it all. That's not what it's about. It's about being Krishna conscious and love of Krishna, which naturally comes then. And we see how everything is, Krishna is everywhere, Radha Krishna. And well, yes, if we prefer thinking about Radha Krishna rather than Lakshmi Narayan or so on, then most probably Vrindavan is where we belong. And again, there is no such as we material conditioned jivas may falsely assume distance or whatever between us and Vrindavan. This world that seems to cover us now making us think we are somewhere else than in Vrindavan. It's in our minds. It's a dream.